Gedroych Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G, and this week on our little podcast, we're going to be talking about vouchers, Christmas dancing, yay, and Andy Bush. I know, he always loves talking about himself. Do you know what? I'm going to say something a little bit contentious here.
Go on.
Happy Christmas, by the way, Bushy.
Happy Christmas.
Post-Christmas. Happy post-Christmas.
Yeah, same to you.
I really like the week between Christmas and New Year.
Do you? Oh, I'm not too sure. I always feel.
How are you feeling?
I feel in a bit of no man's land.
Really?
Yeah, like it's my daughter's birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
Bless her. She's going to be 9. But I feel bad for her because who's going to want to go out on her birthday when she's a bit older?
Could you pretend that it's in June?
That's a good point. She could have a second birthday.
You could, like the Queen,
like
couldn't you?
The Queen, yeah.
Have a little second birthday.
That's not a bad idea.
I don't know. There's something about it I just like. It's a sort of. I feel a bit. I don't know. A bit pesky. A bit giddy. A bit naughty. I don't know why.
It's that weird bit of time where you want to go and spend vouchers that you've had from family and friends.
Yeah.
Check whether shops are open. Is Woolies open yet?
Yeah. Did you get any vouchers?
Didn't get any vouchers.
Oh.
We used to get vouchers all the time.
Did you?
My granddad used to always buy me and my brother Boots vouchers.
I get them. My mum gets me them. I love them.
When you're a 12-year-old lad, Boots vouchers ain't going to do much for you. We used to have to sell them at quite a bad exchange rate, like traveller's checks to my mum.
No. Oh, no. Did your mum buy them off
Buy them off at a lower rate, though. She got a hell of a deal out of it. But we can't use them. What are we going to buy? Brute Aquatonic at a 12?
I love my Boots vouchers.
What do you used to go and buy?
My mum gets them for me for Christmas and birthday, and I absolutely love them. I get food. I get takey-offy makeup-y. I get makeup. I get stuff for the girls.
Yeah.
I love Boots.
So you're actually, you love it in there.
Yeah.
As a lad, though, I'm just a bit like, I don't know.
Do you know what the last thing I bought with my Boots voucher?
Go on.
Really good stuff for ulcers.
Really?
For mouth ulcers.
There's a celebratory thing in there, eh?
I tell you what, though, post-Christmas ulcers.
Ooh. Ooh.
Did you go bananas, Bush? How was the nut roast? We'll find out everything.
Ooh.
Let's have a little bit more music. Now, did you dance enough at Christmas?
Didn't do any dancing.
Are you joking me?
I'm sorry, just didn't do any dancing.
Not a single dance?
Not a single bit of dancing.
Why?
There was no opportunity. I didn't see an opportunity to dance.
I danced on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, and also on Boxing Day.
That's a lot of dancing.
Isn't it?
That is a lot of dancing.
I'm going to dance a lot more in 2019. I've made a pact with myself. It's a resolution, if you will.
You will have to join some form of a gang, a troupe, a club, or something, won't you?
Regroovinate, man. It's all about regroovinate. Once a week, dance in the dark, no one's watching, you go bananas.
Is there a danger of knocking into each other if you're all dancing in the dark?
No. Look online, Regroovinate. It's unbelievable. It's sweeping the country.
And what kind of dance do you do in Regroovinate?
I don't even know, mate, because I can't see myself.
What kind of music do they play in Regroovinate?
Everything.
Wow.
Funk, disco, soul, all the best dance music. I want to get... Do you know what? I'd love to be able to wear a crop top. That would be my ambition for 2019.
A crop top and dance in the dark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just worry about... Just worry about knocking into people, that's all. But what I would do, I'd go to Regroovinate and then maybe get... You know those flashing lights you can get to clip to yourself if you're cycling at night?
Oh.
Just a couple of them, like a passing plane in the evening, so people know that I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't want to bang into anyone.
Bushy, what are you going to do for New Year's, my love, in terms of, resolutions? Anything?
I haven't made up a New Year's resolution.
Stop wearing gilets?
Maybe stop wearing black. I'm wearing black again, aren't I?
You always... It's your default, mate. Did you get a drone for Christmas, by the way?
I didn't get a drone.
Thank the Lordy.
Couldn't even go out and use it on Christmas Day.
Huh? Oh, did you go out on Christmas Day and use any of your presents?
No, just had a walk. We had a walk to the seafront in Leigh-on-Sea. That was it. What about you? What did you do on Christmas Day?
I danced.
Just dance.
I put the smoke machine on and I danced my silly head off.
Did your family join in the dancing? Was
not
it just
really.
You?
Not
just
really. They find it deeply embarrassing. It's all about dancing, mate.
Does your dog dance with you?
Oh, do you know what? We've taught her some really good little trickies.
I bet you can get your dog to dance with you.
We say paw and she lifts a paw, and then we say bear and she lifts both her paws.
She's a very, very talented dog.
And also, we've sent off, we took a DNA sample over Christmas. Of her, the area between her cheek and tooth.
Right.
And we've sent it off to Denmark, and we're going to find out what kind of dog she is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They can put in 22 different types of dog. at any one go, if that makes any sense.
So you don't 100% know what type of dog she is at the moment?
We've got some ideas.
Is this like where you get a bit of your hair sent off to a lab and you can say that you've got a bit of Polish in you, a bit of Scandinavian, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
So I'll let you know, Bushy.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Any kind of initial thoughts? We have a little sweepstake in the office here at Magic
Towers?
Well,
she's got little comedy ginger eyebrows, which is very Doberman.
Okay.
Very, very long legs, which to me is horse, and a very, very long tail, which to me is monkey.
Kind of a monkey Doberman horse mix.
Exactly.
Love that.
Now, what year are we going into in terms of the animal, the Chinese animal? I've no idea. Let's find out. It's Mel G on Magic with more great music coming up after this. It's Mel G on Magic with the mighty Bush, easing you through the sort of the fallow lands between what is Christmas and New Year. I'm quite excited about 2019. It's going to be the year of the pig.
The year of the pig.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. What do you associate with a pig? They're clean, but really, everyone thinks they're messy.
Do you believe all that stuff about, oh, pigs are really, really clean?
Not really.
I've seen have been absolutely covered in their own muck. Let's be honest, their trotters have been absolutely full.
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. We took our daughter to a petting zoo last summer, and the pigs were a state.
Were they?
I was almost saying to them, look at yourselves.
Were you?
Stop rolling in that. Have some decorum.
Yeah. Mind you, they don't do what dogs do, which is literally find something to roll in of a nasty nature.
Yep.
And go and roll in it. Do they, pigs? Do they roll like that?
Do pigs
yes,
seek
they do.
Out
they probably do.
Fox poo.
Oh.
They just like truffles and stuff, don't they? Isn't that what they do? They look for like really expensive mushrooms.
Yeah. I bought my husband a truffle for Christmas.
Ooh.
It was off.
Oh, no.
It was it was a really, really poncy, overpriced Christmas item. And it was in a sort of perspex cage, a little bit like David Blaine was in when he did that, thing at Tower Bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit like that. And I thought, oh, that's quite modern. That's quite kind of Heston. That's quite cool. Mate, the thing was off. It was off. I didn't think a truffle could go off.
I thought truffles stayed in for ages.
No, it was off.
And
we grated some over some pasta, like a pair of absolute middle-class idiots. I'm afraid it had to go straight into the food recycle.
Oh, no. So he was there with his little tiny bunion filer thing getting ready to grate it, and it was all off.
It was awful.
Oh, dear.
I've a mind to go back to the shop, but I'm not really that sort of person.
You can't take a truffle in a carrier bag and ask for your money back,
can you? Really can't.
That's rock-bottom stuff,
I know. My truffle was really off. I'm absolutely devastated.
And my Prosecco is flat as well. I want a full refund. This is absurd. I'll put you on Instagram, you big rascal.
I can't survive.
This is awful.
No, so off truffles. Good, good, goody, good, good. I tell you what, I've got slight cabin fever. I need to go outside. Do you know that feeling?
Do you want me to go and throw a ball for you?
It's that thing between Christmas and New Year. We've been inside a lot. We've eaten a lot. I need you to throw a ball for me, exactly.
Let's go outside. We'll go to a park and I'll throw a ball for you.
Should we do that while we play the next track?
I'll get one of those rubber, really lazy dog people who can't be bothered to bend over.
Got one.
Why have you got? Can't you just pick the ball up?
Unbelievable! I'm not going to look.
So
at him.
Sorry.
I'm not going to look at him. That was unbelievable. That was a diss.
I'm so sorry.
That was an absolute low, low diss.
First the truffle, then this.
Right, gang. This is an important moment. Okay, we have the Ledger of Legends, which, if you don't know what that means, you're probably sitting there thinking, what's she twittering on about? The Ledger of Legends? Well, I will tell you, my friends. We have a book, it's a ledger, it's real, it's made of leather. And in it, every week, we like to put something that we just feel, I don't know, Bush, how would you put it? It just doesn't have the kind of song sung about it. It doesn't have the big noise made about it.
Yeah, it doesn't get the credit it deserves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it can be tiny.
Yeah.
It can be a person, it can be a thing, it can be a concept, it can be anything. And I would like to put, it's the last Ledger of Ledge of 2018.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to put in the Ledger of Ledge for this week, because in my book, he does not get sung about enough. It's you, Bush.
Me?
I'd like you to put, please. I'd like you to draw It's very much a self-portrait, rather like Holbein, Hans Holbein, or, you know, Vincent van Gogh. I'd like you to look at yourself in the mirror and do a little self-portrait, pen a self-portrait of yourself.
Even though I've just slagged off your dog-throwing stick thing that you've got.
Yeah, that's the kind of friend I am. I forgive and forget.
You are the bigger person.
I've got the moral high ground.
You do have the moral high ground.
So I'd like you to draw yourself. You are a Ledgebush.
Thank you, Mel.
You always have been. You've been a true friend to me. He's a real friend. He's not just a broadcasting friend.
Well, proper friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't put together by some kind of management company.
We're not Little Mix.
No, they weren't mates before, were they? But they are now. They're very strong. Strong yeah. Female friendship. So, listen, Bushy, you draw your... He's loving it, can I just say? I've never seen him so ensconced in a drawing ever. I gave him Rick Astley's hair a couple of years ago. He kind of tossed that off pretty quickly. I gave him a stick of celery. He did that extremely quickly. Look at him now.
I'm drawing myself buff.
Oh, what? Not in the buff.
Just buff.
I didn't ask for a nude bush.
Ripped.
Oh, dearie me.
Look at these pecs.
He's completely into it. Absolutely marvellous. Listen, draw yourself for posterity, love. We'll check in on your progress, Bush. He's probably going to whip out some watercolours and do the full kind of, you know... The full works. We'll check in on your progress, Bush, after this. Now, Bush, I asked you to draw yourself for the Ledger of Ledge, because you are a Ledge, in my book anyway.
Thank you.
This is essentially my book. This is my Ledger of Ledge. Bushy, you've drawn yourself. It's absolutely marvellous. You are nude. Are they anchor tattoos on your arms?
Yep.
One on each arm.
Uh-huh.
The eye is very, very close set, a little bit like Bjorn Borg. And
he does have close eyes, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. Well, all good tennis players do. Check them out. All of them. Nadal, really close set eyes.
You're right.
No, the good ones really, really do.
I've never noticed this before.
Yeah. Wow, Martina Navratilova, literally, eyes pretty much together.
That is unbelievable.
Now, the hair that you've drawn on yourself is a little bit trendier than the hairdo you have in real life.
That's a back-ended compliment.
Just saying. And there's sort of Popeye muscles going on.
Just how it is, just telling it like it is, Mel.
And a washboard stomach.
Oh, yeah.
To boot. Come on, Bushy. Now, what would your name be in Latin? We always like to write the Latin name, it's sort of official. Okay, Andrianos.
Yes.
Hegibuscarum. Bushendum.
Wowee, I'm listening to a Roman history audiobook at the moment. I sound like a character in one of my own things.
Just call me Mary Beard. Bushy, you are the last, the stone-cold Ledger of Ledge.
Yeah.
Of the year. Indeed, maybe ever.
It really is the year of the pig.
Woo!
Come on.
Oh, Bush, come on. Fist bump me or whatever the expression is.
Thanks, Mel.
Whatever the young'uns are doing.
Love you.
And now it's time for Poddos.
Hip, 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 hooray. Mel, if you could cycle anywhere, where would you go?
I would go... Oh, my goodness. I would like to get on a bike with all my best mates, yourself included, Bushy.
Thank you very much.
And the fam. And I would just like to see where our wheels took us.
Do you know what? I'd love to come cycling with your family. I just worry that because you guys are all quite good cyclists, you would see me as a burden to the group.
No.
You might have a meeting and decide to leave me at like a French town and set off in the morning.
No, Bush, never.
Really?
Never, ever, ever. I'm the worst cyclist in the family by quite a long chalk, mate. I talk myself up big.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite lame.
But you and your daughter did what can only be described as an endurance cycling feat.
It was hell. It was hell. Bristol to Land's End. It was amazing. But
amazing.
It was hell. Yeah. You, my friend, when we did the Palace to Palace cycle ride.
Oh, that was so good, wasn't it?
Isn't that great?
That was brilliant. We met so many lovely people on the way around as well.
That was so fun. You were very, very handy and industrious on that bike.
We did good, didn't we? I think as a little pair, we did really well.
We'll do it again.
And God bless, what's the fellow who fell off his bike?
Oh, Bob Pace.
Bob.
Oh, Bob, listen, if you're listening, Bob, we do hope that you're fully recovered now because, my goodness, in Kingston, when you came off the bike... You were in hospital for a long time and you had a lot of things wrong and I hope you're okay.
Yeah, we hope you're sending you our love, Bob.
Yeah, we love Bob. Mel G here on Magic with the Mighty Bush. We are cruising along very much till 3 o'clock. Imagine us all of us, in a big coach.
Yeah.
Bush at the wheel, me on the mic. Sorry, Bush, I'm afraid that's contractual. I will give you the mic sometimes when you're driving. But it's probably dangerous and illegal for you to be on the mic and driving anyway.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Where would we tour on this kind of fantasy coach?
It's up to the gang. It's up to our lovely listenership. They have Leatherhead, of course. Brixham, definitely.
Yeah.
And then we might go to, I don't know, we might go to the Alps or something.
Who knows?
We might go to Salzburg.
Get on the Eurotunnel or get off for a bit and have a coffee and chat and then get back on the bus at the end.
Yeah, we might go to Morocco.
Oh, imagine going to Morocco together.
That'd be fun.
That'd be so good.
Yeah, and we could chat all the way, you and I, to the coach load, party.
Yakking away, and you could do one of your quizzes.
Impromptu quizzes along the way, all the ruddy way.
They would love that.
Now, Bushy, I must ask you this. It's been literally just tantalising me all show. How's your week been?
My week has been about running.
What?
I've started running.
Oh, no.
Doing like a couple of runs a week.
Bushy.
I know, check me out.
Now, where'd you go? What do you wear, primarily?
Yeah.
And how do you feel afterwards? And how much do you swear during the run?
It's quite painful, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really is quite painful.
Awful.
But I run along the seafront.
Because you live by the sea, don't you?
I live in Lee-on-Sea. I don't know if I've mentioned.
I've never, ever heard you say that.
Yeah, it's just near Southend.
Yeah.
And I do wear Lycra trousers and shorts on top with it. So no, I'm not proper, like, proper runner type thing.
Sounds pretty professional. Do you have proper shoes?
No, not proper shoes.
What do you wear, brogues?
Ugg boots. No, just like normal trainers. I've had to buy a bit of a bum bag because you can't put your keys anywhere.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd buy a bum bag. I've got a bum bag.
I quite like a bum bag.
I've heard that rumour. You like an over-the-shoulder gangster-style one, don't you?
I'm very trendy.
The question I have for you is this, right? When I run past other people who are also running, do you say hello or do you just like keep your head down? Is it because I'm new, so I don't want to be like an embarrassing newbie going, hey, how's it going? All right, hey guys. And they're like, who is this loser? Clearly, first five runs.
Are you doing it to make friends? Or are you doing it for fitness? Why are you doing it?
Doing it for fitness and peace of mind.
Yeah, it's very good for that, isn't it?
It's nice and calm. I like the calming of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I could make... Could I make friends by waving and do people stop and have a chat, or is that a bit weird?
Do you want more friends in your life?
I think I'm all right with my group of friends.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to like make running mates.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just want to be a nice guy on the scene.
Just want to be a nice guy on the scene.
Yeah, I think, Bushy, I think maybe a noise. Maybe a little noise as you run past.
Okay.
Just a or a Yeah, something like that.
Oh, give it a go. So I'm running past someone. Huh?
That's weird.
That's where Scooby-Doo. That's Scooby-Doo, can't do that.
That was sheer Shaggy.
That really was Shaggy, wasn't it?
It really was. Let's have a little think about that, because I must say, I have a similar thing as a dog walker. We have a dog.
Yeah.
Does one make friends with other dog walkers all the time?
Good point. You can't keep chatting to everyone.
And you can't... How far can you extend your social group?
Good point.
Let's have a little think. I'd like to play this to you. This is all about you, this show. You were the Ledger of Ledge.
I know.
And this song is for you, Bush. It's Queen. You're my best friend. Okay, so you posed that question, Bush. Should you acknowledge other runners verbally?
Yeah.
Is there a place where you all meet up?
No.
Is there a sort of running, we start here, we finish there? No, it's more liquid than that, isn't it?
You just kind of pass each other on the way. But I don't know whether to say anything. You've suggested I make a noise. You then raise the interesting point if you're walking a dog. Do you mean like say hello to people or do you mean stop and chat?
There's a lot of social gelling with dog walkers.
Is there?
Which immediately makes me not want to join in because I'm such a teenager and I want to do something different.
I just want to do my own thing over there.
Yeah, but there could be like a new best friend waiting in the dog walking community. I just don't know because I haven't talked to anyone.
Do you have room for more friends? What's your view on the current social group?
I could probably have a couple more.
How much room have you got?
How many friends have you got?
I reckon I've got about 9 or 10.
Good ones.
Like proper good ones.
Yeah, good ones. I'm probably the same. Real, real core good ones.
You looking to expand that group? Maybe?
Actually, I've got more than that.
Have you?
Yeah.
How many good ones have you got?
20.
20 friends? Who the hell do you think you are? 20
that was a lie.
Friends?
That was a total lie. I've probably got 16.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good amount of proper friends.
It's quite, when you get to a certain age, it is... quite tiring making new friends, isn't it?
It is. It really is a lot of effort. Do you ever, like, every year just have a bit of a cull?
I think that's really important.
Haven't seen Gary for ages. He never really calls or texts. Maybe it's time for him to go off the list and maybe drop down to the next tier.
Yes.
Just an acquaintance.
And knock him out of the address book.
Uh-huh.
That feels good, doesn't it?
Feels very good.
Like a wardrobe, you know, cleansing your wardrobe.
Clear out.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a new mobile phone, sometimes if you get it wrong, you have to type all the numbers back in again.
Oh, but do you type all of them?
Exactly.
Never.
Forgot to type your number in, Gary. Oh, yeah. It's funny I should bump into you.
Yeah.
Just an accident.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good way to do it.
So I'm thinking, Bushy, with your new running, you know, thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
Is it going to really start to take over your life? Are we going to see, you know, are you doing the marathon, that kind of thing?
No, I'm never going to do a proper run. I don't ever want to do that. I just want to just run down to the chip shop in Leoncy and back again.
Yeah, without dying.
Without dying. That's all I aim for.
Do you flap your arms around or are you quite kind of aerodynamic?
You do see some people who run who look like they're just about to keel over.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that category. I want to be looking like I'm still holding it together.
Are you like Bako Foil Man at the end of the marathon?
Legs all over the shop.
Oh, and the face. Oh, that very particular
it's
face.
No good. My other rule is, right, keep your legs in, just be in good form, and then never end up jogging so far that you need to do a Radcliffe.
Oh.
Do a Paula.
Oh,
no one needs. No one needs to be doing that.
I think a frontal Radcliffe is all right, but a back Radcliffe, I'm saying absolutely no way.
Avoid the back Radcliffe.
Yes, and maybe not use the word void.
Here we go.
Righty-ho.
Here we go.
Right, Bushy. Here is my question to you, old chum. Old chum-a-lum. Oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
How many biscuits is too many biscuits? That's such a good question.
I think at the end of the pack, I could eat an entire pack.
Mate, I was just about to say, I can't not eat a whole pack of biscuits.
Yeah, I just have to absolutely wham through them.
Just straight through. Yep. Fig rolls, ginger nuts, digestives, whatever they are.
Fig rolls, favourite biscuit.
I never knew that, Bushy.
Love them.
Do you know, not all shops do fig rolls.
No, it's a dying breed. I used to eat them before football matches because I felt they gave me special powers.
I bet they did.
They really, really did.
What do you love most about a fig roll, the inner element or the outer element? It's difficult.
I love breaking through the outer element into the squidgy inner element.
Ooh, I love the combo of the two. There's something about the pastry around a fig roll. It's the fact that it usually has ridges on it.
Yes.
A bit like a McCoy crisp, but in pastry form. That kind of differentiates it and sets it apart from all other biscuits.
That's so good.
Oh, my days. Right, Bushy, we've done the podcast. Let's go out and get some fig rolls.
Fig rolls, here we come.
Bring us some fig rolls and bring us some fig rolls. We won't stop until we get some, so bring us right
fig
now.
Fig rolls.
The Mel Gedroyd Show.
The Mel Gedroyd Podcast.